1048DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Biden's about to sign a proclamation establishing a national monument at three sites to honor Emmett Till, the black teenager who was seized, tortured, and killed in 1955, an enduring symbol for the civil rights movement. CBS's Elise Preston.
Reverend Wheeler Parker Jr. has not forgotten the summer of 1955. He was 16 when he traveled with his cousin Emmett from Chicago to visit relatives in the Mississippi Delta. The cousins went to Bryant's grocery store.
When she comes out, he whistles.
So as soon as he whistled, you knew.
This black boy whistled a white woman. 1955 in Mississippi? That's a death sentence.
Roy Bryant and his brother J.W. Milam roused the family at their home.
I said, God, we get ready to die. I closed my eyes to be shot.
Bryant and Milam tortured and shot Till before dumping his remains in the river.
There's word the 18-year-old son of basketball legend LeBron James suffered cardiac arrest while practicing yesterday at USC. Bronny James is now in stable condition and out of the ICU. CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us there's a call for help from the people we call for help.
911 workers say they're suffering burnout from having too few co-workers. A new study out today says that at the same time, there are more frequent calls to emergency services, and many workers at those centers feel undertrained. In some cases, the staff shortages are so severe that callers to 911 are being directed to voicemail.
The intense heat wave that's blistered the Southwest for weeks is edging into the nation's midsection. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
5 to 10 degrees above average by the end of this week from Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, the Carolinas, all the way on up through at least New York State and potentially a good portion of New England.
Overseas, turmoil in Israel a day after Parliament passed judicial reforms that critics say give the government unchecked power.
Thousands of protesters blocked highways in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, and the police used water cannons and horses to clear the roads. At least 15 people were arrested in the clashes, and several were injured. Most doctors in Israel also joined the strike, and hospitals operated on a limited footing. Protester Nurit Binyamini.
We have to do everything we can in order to keep our democracy.
Protesters say the law passed is undemocratic and vowed to continue their protests. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 65 points. NASDAQ is up 83. This is CBS News.
Give blood.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A heat wave is hitting Wisconsin, with the heat index reaching close to 100 degrees over the next few days. The National Weather Service expects the hottest temperatures Thursday and Friday, then moderating over the weekend. Today's temperatures are expected to hit the upper 80s and move into the low 90s by tomorrow. On Thursday and Friday, temperatures are forecast to reach the upper 90s. Smoky air is still a problem for people sensitive to air pollution in Wisconsin. An air quality advisory that was supposed to expire at noon today is extended until 11 tonight. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources blames higher than normal heat and Canadian wildfires. The alert is for southeast Wisconsin, the Lake Michigan shoreline, and the Fox Valley. Governor Evers and Democratic lawmakers keep pushing for more money to help child care centers. They'll be short a lot of money after federal pandemic-era aid runs out at the end of the year. Pete Schwabe reports.
Workers' competitive wages, and parents can't work if there's no one to watch their kids. Evers proposed $340 million to continue the Child Care Counts program. Republicans on the legislature's budget writing committee took it out, and Evers restored a fraction of it with his line item vetoes. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Republican state lawmakers, meanwhile, want to give new parents a tax break. Representative David Steffen and Senator Jesse James are introducing a bill they call the Tiny Tot Tax Credit. It would exempt things like diapers, car seats, and strollers from the state sales tax. It's said that the bill would save parents $37 million over the next 2 years. Republicans in the state legislature are considering how to respond to Governor Evers' most controversial line item veto. The Democrat used his authority to increase education spending for 402 years. Republican lawmakers might sue to limit future line item vetoes, that is. They might draft a constitutional amendment. Former Governor Tommy Thompson says he supports the line item veto, but that Evers made a poor choice in this case.
I think it's sort of a pyrrhic victory, because what he's done, he's put a tax on the property taxpayers, because the legislature doesn't have to appropriate any money, and they probably won't. So the property taxpayer now is going to be on the hook for all this increased spending that the schools are going to do out for 400 years.
Thompson is this week's guest on Newsmakers on the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Wisconsin is part of a nationwide effort to keep tabs on American food prices. Mike Moen explains.
31 attorneys general, including Wisconsin's, are working with the USDA to ultimately bring down food costs and create more choices at the supermarket. While recent inflation spikes have been a factor, officials say part of the focus is the possibility of price gouging. Teresa Murray with the Public Interest Research Group says it's worth taking a closer look to see what's going on.
We very much believe in a free market, but not when it comes to, you know, crossing the line of trying to take advantage of individuals and families who are just trying to feed their kids.
Business groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce oppose the move, calling it an overreach. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
Wisconsin is dropping a lawsuit over former President Donald Trump's border wall. Wisconsin is one of several states that sued in 2019, objecting to plans to shift money from the National Guard to the southern border wall. The Joint Finance Committee approved dropping out of the lawsuit this morning. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For Mad Radio, WMD.
For WFHR, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Along with heat warnings that go into effect today, the DNR is extending their air quality advisory until 11 p.m. tonight. Meteorological conditions combined with the Canadian wildfire smoke is creating unfavorable air conditions across the state today. A heat wave is also expected to move into the area and will last through Thursday. Temperatures are expected in the 90s on Wednesday, and the heat index will hit the triple digits across most of the southern parts of the state on Thursday. Plan to limit time outdoors and stay cool and hydrated. The Oneida Nation is celebrating its 200th anniversary of being in Wisconsin this week. Here's Pete Schwaba.
According to ExploreOneida.com, the Oneida arrived in northeast Wisconsin when it was still part of the Michigan Territory in 1823. The celebration takes place at various locations around the area and starts today and runs through July 30th. For more information on events and activities, please visit ExploreOneida.com.
If you're traveling across state lines this summer, GasBuddy recommends doing your research before you go. They released a new report today that shows the 10 state lines where failing to fill up your tank before you cross into another state can cost you around $10 or more. This could unnecessarily increase the price of your road trip. Visit GasBuddy.com for the full list. You can help out your community today and get served your favorite Culver's treats by local police officers. Cop at Culver's Day is today in Wisconsin Rapids and Wausau. Officers from the departments will help serve meals during lunch and dinner hours. This effort helps support the Police Lights of Christmas program. All donations and money raised will help purchase gift cards that officers will hand out and give back to the community during this upcoming holiday season. Last year, this one-day event raised over $71,000 statewide to help people in need in our communities. In Rapids, they'll be on 8th Street South. In Wausau, officers will be at the Culver's on Bridge Street, Cedar Creek, and in Rib Mountain. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News on WFHR.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
A warm front will slowly make its way across the state today, gradually lifting northward from southwest to northeast. That will spill warmer temperatures into the region. It'll help to improve the air quality, but unfortunately we'll still have some smoky conditions and hazy skies throughout the afternoon with filtered sunshine. The chance of showers and storms along the front is pretty minimal, and the best chance is in the northern half of the state in the late afternoon and evening hours. Another system will roll into the area tonight. The jet stream becomes active and it'll bring in a round of showers and thunderstorms, although they'll be kind of on the hit and miss side. And a storm or two could linger through midday tomorrow. Then we'll see the temperatures punch up rather quickly. We'll look for high temperatures in the 80s to near 90 today. Same territory tomorrow and well into the 90s across most of the state with some upper 80s in the north. That's your Civic Media forecast. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Christian Yelich with a walk-off hit for a Brewers win. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had struggled again offensively, but in the bottom of the ninth, with two men on, Christian Yelich was up next at bat.
Ground ball right, side base hit, Elson Perkins. Here comes Freeley. It's over! Christian Yelich and the Brew Crew walk it off against the Reds. Taking Yelich all the way into foul territory by the Tarp to celebrate.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports, Wisconsin. The Brewers beat the Reds 3-2 in front of 29,000 fans. Sal Frelick had a solo home run, becoming the first Brewers rookie to have five hits and a home run in his first three games. The last player to do that, Paul Molitor, in 1978. Jesse Winker has struggled at the plate, but was able to help the team with a single as a pinch hitter in the ninth. Winker says that Craig Counsell and bench coach Pat Murphy told him about his new role with the team.
You know, Counsell Murph communicated to me the situation, and I was ready for it. Physically and mentally, and I was just happy to, you know, just hit it hard somewhere. I'm not going to come in here and pout or mope or not be a good dude. Like, honestly, it's been extremely fun for me.
So the Brewers remain atop the NL Central, but are ranked second to last in offense in the majors. Counsell on the Crew leaving 14 base runners stranded last night.
Yeah, it was frustrating, certainly, you know, with just leaving some opportunities out there. And Colin did a great job keeping it at two and finally broke through and got, you know, Yelly, you know, got a ground ball through. You know, obviously Wink had a really nice at bat to, you know, get a runner in scoring position and a good offensive inning, really.
You said it had to feel good for Jesse as well as his teammates to see him come through against Diaz.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, he's done a good job pinch hitting. That's the spot where he's been very effective, and you know, it was a good spot for him, and he delivered.
Game two of the series, 7-10 tonight. Corbin Burns against the Reds rookie Andrew Abbott. NBA, tragic news for the family of Bucks new head coach Adrian Griffin, as the father of his two-year-old grandson Jace found the child unresponsive in their home, later pronounced dead. No foul play suspected, but an investigation continues. The coach releasing a statement saying the loss of the child will be felt forever. NFL, the Packers CEO Mark Murphy delivering the team's numbers at the shareholders meeting and unveiled the new stadium scoreboards. Murphy asked, how long does he think it's going to take before they know if quarterback Jordan Love will be able to make it in the NFL?
Yeah, I'm comparing it a little bit to Aaron's first year. That was, and first year as a starter. I'd say at least half a season to know. And I think, you know, even though I think we ended up with a losing record that year, but we saw enough of Aaron to know that, you know, we had something special.
That's the Packers' Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. Blood.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Mad Radio 92.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty studios. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Welcome all. Thanks for joining us today. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I'm William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with Our Wisconsin Revolution, joined on this Tuesday afternoon by the squad, Luke and Aaron. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good, Will. It's a Tuesday afternoon. It's the air quality advisory got extended through 11 p.m. today across the state of Wisconsin, according to the Department of Natural Resources. But it looks like here in Madison, it's starting to clear up, so that's good. The air quality returning back to normal. And glad to be with you on the airwaves, my friend.
It's also very hot outside, and I do not like that. But as long as I'm inside, it's a good day to be part of, as you said, the squad.
What's the temperature in Madison right now?
I have no idea.
A lot.
Something in the 80s or 90s. I don't know what the index is. I can pull
up. Oh, please. Guys, that at least we're not Phoenix. It's like been like 120 degrees there for the last like 10 days.
Yeah, it's wild. I had a memory from this would have been 2016. So 7 years ago, we had a family party, and the heat index that day was 115 in the Milwaukee area. So 30 degrees warmer than what it is now. That was 7 years ago. So definitely still not as bad as it could be from years past here, or as you pointed out, in areas like Phoenix. But it's still a hot one. The high today in 90. It's currently 86 here in Madison. I don't know about you.
You want to fly down to Death Valley with me, Luke, and we can go experience that 135
degree weather? I'm not the Burning Man type like you are, Will. I don't go off to the deserts when I'm on vacation. I go off to the mountains.
If you guys are going there, I'll stay here, and I'll say it's because I'm producing, but really it's because I don't want to die.
That's probably the right decision, honestly. That's pretty wise, Aaron. I can't fault you for that. So, Luke, question of the day that I have for the people of Wisconsin. It's going to be a little overarching, but I'd like to hear your thoughts. Do you have confidence in the economy? Why or why not? And we're going to be reading from a piece over at the AP. U.S. consumer confidence jumps to a two-year high as inflation eases. U.S. consumer confidence shot to the highest level in 2 years this month as inflationary pressures eased and the American economy continued to show resilience in the face of dramatically higher interest rates. The Conference Board, a business research group, said its consumer confidence index rose to 117 in July from a revised 110.1 in June. This beat the 110.5 that economists had expected and was the highest since July of 2021. The index measures both Americans' assessment of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. Both improved in July, with future expectations index rising to 88.3, clearing the recession threshold of 80 recorded in June.
844-967-2789. Your thoughts on the economy, because this report, the consumer index, saying things are looking good. The outlook is high. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can call or text here on Town Call. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. Will, how are you feeling about the economy?
Well, it's here. I'm going to give my generic Wisconsin or post-weekend Wisconsin response. I'd like to hear your thoughts, Luke, before I give an answer, because that reminds me of the You know the old joke about like when kids go to an event with their parents and their parents are sitting around talking about like day-to-day interactions and adulthood type stuff and children are just like oblivious to what's going on. I don't pay attention in the same way that I think heavy spenders may or may not pay attention. I don't really purchase items outside of what I need to survive. I'm not a huge spender. I'm not going out and casually buying stuff for the sake of buying stuff. So like
sitting in your gaming chair with your gaming headphones and
headphones.
Yeah, you don't spend all that much money. Okay.
Everything.
Okay.
And
I don't think I'm the best judge.
8 years old.
I don't think I'm the best judge
Luke.
Though, because I am spending way more than the average in the economy right now because I'm planning a damn wedding and I can't tell you how expensive that is.
So you would be the better person to ask.
I'm just saying the wedding industry is just expensive. That's not day to day. It's once in a lifetime expenses that are being paid for. I don't know. I know that I'm spending a lot of money. It is a lot of planning that goes into it. But when it comes to day-to-day things, I mean, I don't feel like... I mean, I'm always a sales shopper, so I'm constantly, when it's household items, when it's grocery store, things of that nature, I'm always looking for deals. I'm using the coupons. I'm trained in that DNA. Like my parents, my mother specifically, raised me to go find the deals. So I make sure that I'm buying things on sale. I'm getting specials. I'm doing the buy one, get one, all of that stuff. And I feel pretty good when leaving the grocery store. It seems like a lot of the prices, I don't eat eggs myself. I'm not an egg eater. So I wasn't affected when egg prices were one of the things that soared last year. But those have come down. I know that we still buy them for baking and Kelsey eats them. So
I mean, eggs are a staple, yeah.
Yeah.
The vast majority of diets and or not diets, but recipes, I'd say.
Yeah. And so like when I'm going to the grocery store, I'm not feeling like it's terribly breaking the bank. I'm feeling pretty good. You know, there's things that we're buying for around the house that don't have anything to do with a wedding. But it is, I think, generally speaking, things seem to be going pretty well. We want to hear your thoughts, though. 844-967-2789. We got this new report over at the Associated Press, talking about U.S. consumer confidence, the highest level that it's been in 2 years. What are your thoughts on the economy? We want to hear them. 844-967-2789. Up first on this Tuesday afternoon, we got Matt from East Troy calling in. Matt, what's on your mind when it comes to the economy?
Hey, how we doing? I don't believe that report at all. We're farmers. We farm every single thing that we have. For the last 2 years is up 50 to 70%, whether it's fuel, tires, fertilizer, it doesn't matter. And it's killing us. It's taking it out of our bottom line because we're not making any more on the backside of it. So I don't know how they feel that this is great, that lumber is still $4 for a 2x4. None of that stuff makes sense in our eyes on it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, Matt. I mean, personal stories are I think a lot more powerful than a national report, in the sense that the national report's going to look at averages. It's going to look at things like expectations index. And I don't know necessarily how they calculate that. So I couldn't sit here and give you an answer. I will note that the AP piece pointed out that consumer confidence does come back in fits and starts. Over the past year, inflation eased the face of 10 interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve, and they're expected to raise their benchmark rate again to the highest level in 22 years. Now, the U.S. economy, as the world's largest, has proved surprisingly resilient in the face of sharply higher borrowing costs, with employers adding 278,000 jobs a month and unemployment at 3.6%. So I don't necessarily know if they're talking about individual prices more so than just overarching generic concepts. But I'd like to hear your thoughts on how much your bottom line is being impacted.
Well, do you guys honestly believe in that, you know, that the employment's that low? I mean, we can't find people to, you know, work. Nobody wants to work. I mean, you know, that's another thing that's part of it. They can say that employment is low, you know, and that's, you know, they're adding jobs, but we can't even find people to work that I mean, they just, nobody wants to work. So, I mean,
Matt,
I feel like, well, it's
Matt,
wrong.
Matt, hang on. Matt, the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development had a report earlier this month released saying that more Wisconsinites are working than ever before in our state's history. So that there are Wisconsinites that are working in tremendous numbers, record-setting numbers, but which sectors they're working in is... It's different than before the pandemic. There are a lot of people that left what their current employers were before the pandemic and are doing new jobs now. Was that something that you saw? Did you lose workers throughout the pandemic and they just haven't returned? Or have you had hiring problems for some time now?
No, we worked all through the pandemic and we had employees in there. But then when we took on some extra work and stuff like that, to find anybody... That, I mean, you know, we've part-time people or whatever that want to make some extra money. There's people that we know that we're working for us and they just decide that they don't want to work no more. And these are just, you know, like 28-year-old, 30-year-old people. So that was kind of why we're just, you know, kind of skeptical about a lot of stuff, you know, because they say that it's great that they say that, you know, consumer confidence is up and everything like that. We're just not seeing it here. That's, I guess, why I wanted to make the call and talk to you guys about it.
So. Yeah, and what kind of farming are you doing out there, Matt, in East Troy?
We grow corn, bean, wheat, hay.
Okay, so
just crop farmer.
Yeah, good crop farmer. Well, and do you believe that the drought conditions that the specifically southern portion of the state is experiencing right now, 27 counties across southern Wisconsin experiencing more than 8 consecutive weeks of drought conditions with the heat that we've been experiencing so far here in 2023, do you believe that the drought may have a factor on that as well from what you're seeing down there in East Troy?
The drought it seems to be every year. You don't get rain in certain areas, and it's just, well, you just plant a crop and you pray that it's going to rain. We're not going to change that. We haven't changed that our whole lives. So that doesn't affect anything on our end except how much money we're going to make, probably.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the phone call. You can be like Matt, 844-967-2789. Share with your thoughts on what the economy is feeling like to you. Is your take similar to Matt's? And you want to share that it doesn't seem so rosy from where you're standing? Or are you feeling the confidence like a lot of American consumers, according to the Associated Press, are feeling as well, with consumer confidence? The Consumer Confidence Index shooting to the highest level it's been in the past 2 years here in the month of July. Has not been this high since July of 2021. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. I've shared a little bit of mine now, Will. Where are you at feeling when it comes to how the economy is?
Well, one thing that I do want to point out, Luke, based on what Matt said, I don't think it's necessarily accurate that people just don't want to work in the sense that I don't know if he meant to do this, but Matt's implication that people left their current employment and didn't find new employment, I don't think that's accurate. You know, it's definitely likely based on what he was telling us that people left the work sector that he is currently in. People didn't want to be farming anymore or whatever, but bills still need to be paid. As Matt noted, if the price of everything is going up around you, you're going to have money to cover that. You're going to have to be earning money somewhere, somehow. I think you nicely noted, Luke, that shifting industries is very likely contributing to this, that these jobs are out there. You may not see them, but people have to work. People have to earn money. They're clearly doing something. So we'd like to hear your thoughts on the current state of the economy. Do you have confidence in it? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back after the break.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
High temperatures reach up to 91 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 68. Overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 88.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
.us.
My bills are all due, and the babies need shoes, but I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter a pound, and I'm busted.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Today, we are talking consumer confidence in the economy based off the AP piece, noting consumer confidence jumps to a two-year high as inflation eases. I'd like to hear your thoughts. Have you noticed inflation easing? Has your purchasing power become stronger? Are you more or less confident in the economy today? We're going to go to the phone lines again. We got Hawk from Madison on the line. Hawk, what are your thoughts on the current status of the economy?
Hey, guys.
Is it working, by the way? Luke said it was like...
We're all set, man. You kept calling and then hanging up during the commercial break. We're all set, Hawk. You're on the air.
I was calling him, but like no one answered before. So two things. One, Matt works in an industry that has overwhelmingly been underpaid. And so that sucks for him and people he works around and works for him and stuff. But I think that when people say people don't want to work, it's kind of a dog whistle, and I'm annoyed by it. What he means is that, or what people should be saying is that people don't want to work for that amount of money. Because what happens is that people are like, oh, people don't want to work. Yeah, they don't want to work for crap money. You know, like if your industry has a hard time finding employment, you probably aren't paying enough. Now, you may say, well, if I pay more, I can't make any more money. Well, that means your industry probably needs to be charging more for whatever it is you sell. And so, and then once the consumer feels the pain of that particular item, you know, then maybe the supply and the demand changes. But this idea that people don't want to work is hogwash. People don't want to work for crap pay. Let's just say it correctly, okay? So that's what I have a problem with. Also, I don't know if wherever he's from, they're overcharging for 2x4s because in Madison, they're less than $3. Now, I'm not saying that's cheap, but that's a huge difference, $3 and $4 for a 2x4.
Yeah, so especially when you need a lot of them.
Local, yeah, especially if you need a lot of them, right? So he needs to complain to his local lumberyard. But my consumer confidence, I think it's true that what Will said, it depends on who you are, frankly. I don't know who they're asking this. If you're like an upper middle class person, I don't know. Are you really struggling? Probably not, you know. But if you know, when you go to the store to buy groceries and it's, you know, $20 more, to the upper middle class person, that's not a big deal. But to someone who's on a budget, $20, that's a big deal, right? And so I think
every time you're buying groceries, right, it adds up.
Yeah, you know, and it's exponential to someone who isn't making a lot of money, right? So I think that consumer confidence thing is a little bit of a, it's not. I don't know who they're asking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a fair point. And I believe, I want to say the consumer confidence index is a pretty vast. Like it's not just polling some people here and some people there. It's been a pretty consistent monitor of how people are feeling about the economy. As Will pointed out, though, it does come in fits and spurts. And so sometimes it can be held back by the littlest things. Sometimes it can rise, like we're seeing this month here in the month of July for 2023, the highest that it's been in 2 years.
Well, and confidence can be manipulated too, Luke, in the sense that it's not a hard data point. It's not mathematical. This is how much X and Y and Z cost. It's literally asking a bunch of people, how do you feel? Do you feel good about this? Do you feel human emotion can be very easy to manipulate, particularly if major media sources want to drive a certain narrative that they want you to believe.
Yeah, Will's correct. Can I inject something? That's kind of like when people say, is this country, they ask the question, is this country heading in the right direction? And I can tell you as a uber liberal, and I think Biden has done great, okay? Like under the circumstances, he's way more progressive than any president, okay? But now when someone says, is the country going in the wrong direction? How you phrase questions is important because I could say no, okay, but that's not because of Biden, right? So when people say, how you phrase questions are very important in how you get data, right? And, like, I think all of us talking know this. But I just think it's important for people to remember that when they hear things, right, is that how the question was asked can really determine the data. Anyway, I don't know.
The question can be asked in a certain way to try to get an answer that they want to hear. Is that what you're saying, Hawk?
There we go. Perfectly, yeah. Will. Yes, yes. Like the consumer index, you know, like that, honestly, like, you know, that could be manipulated, I think. I mean, a little bit, you know. So, anyway. Hey, Will, you sound much better.
Thanks, Hawk. You got to give a shout out to Luke for his radio tips of set your microphone up on a stack of DVDs so that it's closer to your mouth. I went with the classic.
We're holding his hand, Hawk, throughout the whole process. That's what's happening. So we appreciate the contribution.
Yeah, you bet, man.
Take it easy, Hawk. If you want to be like Hawk, share your thoughts on the economy. We want to hear them here on Town Call. 844-967-2789. You can call or text. You can be like one listener who's listening on WRCE out in Richland Center. Anecdotally, of course, here in the, quote, blue parts of the state, seems like things are going well. Madison, Milwaukee have a skyline full of cranes. Downtown is busy every time I'm down there. The city feels vibrant. Seems like we've come far in the last 3 years when our righty-whitey friends declared our fair cities dead. That, according to a texter listening out in Richland Center on WRCE News from the center. You can share your thoughts. Call or text 844-967-2789. Will, do you think it's, as that texter points out, do you think it varies from which region you're in as well? Do you think the cities Madison and Milwaukee are doing better than the rural areas? And that could be part of what led to Matt from East Troy's comments talking about how he's not seeing things and his confidence is not as high in the economy.
I don't want to say better because, again, when you're talking confidence, that's going to be feelings, how an individual perception. Person sees perception. That's a good way to put it. Right. So to sit here and say like the cities are doing better, I wouldn't say that because I don't know. I'm not an expert in that regard. I'm not the people who, monitor. I'm not an economist who monitors American Spirits to define the consumer spending accounts. That's not my job. I can speak to what I'm witnessing in Germantown, which is, more rural suburban. You, Luke, can speak to what you're witnessing in Madison. Matt can speak to what he's witnessing in East Troy. But the point of having people who are studying the data and the numbers is to try to give you an overarching 30,000 foot approach to whatever the issue may or may not be. Yeah. And again, that's going to come down to each individual, how they feel, what they're witnessing. It's anecdotal experience, as you noted before, but that's how life works. Yeah. You're going to be able to speak from personal experience. I can't speak from your experience. I can't speak from Aaron's experience. What I can note is, I don't know if you care, but you got me thinking about it, so I'm going to point it out. The DVD set I am using for my...
I didn't point it out. Hawk pointed it out. Come on. You're throwing me under the bus here?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're the punching bag that I always have to defer to.
Okay.
Because I very much agreed with like everything Hawk said. But I am using the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy.
There you go. Just three DVDs. That's all you needed to improve the sound quality right there. 844-967-2789. You can share your thoughts on the economy with us. Up next on this Tuesday afternoon, we got Jack from Merrimack calling in. Jack, how are you feeling about consumer confidence?
I think the economy is going great. Actually, that's one of the issues that really bugs me is all you hear from Republicans is, oh, the economy is terrible. Nobody wants to work. And inflation. And we have the lowest inflation of probably any of the industrialized countries, first of all. And it continues to drop. There was an article, and I cannot remember the exact source. I'm not in a place where I can look it up at this point. But it basically pointed out all of the positive things in the economy that have taken place since Biden took office. And it includes stuff like, of course, millions of new jobs created, the largest number of jobs created by any president ever. And inflation dropping, wages are going up slowly, unionization's increasing, and forecast that they looked at, and the most recent, World Economic forecast, was that recession probability is dropping. So even if there are some issues with the Fed raising rates and such, we aren't likely going to see a recession. It's going to more likely be what they call a soft landing. So I think that one of the reasons that the Republicans tried to scuttle the cost or the talks on raising the debt limit was the economy was great and they wanted to bring it down because that's the way you win elections.
Interesting point, Jack. We appreciate the phone call. It is It is, I think, important as well, as what Hawk pointed out, that it, the economy is improving and there is increased confidence in it. But for individuals that maybe are on the margins, lower income individuals that are working paycheck to paycheck, if you keep telling them the economy is great and they're not seeing it at the same time, Will, I think that that may be something that could disaffect some people in the system.
We talked earlier in the week, Luke, on the faith in the system. I think that's exactly it. If you're personally experiencing rising costs, but you're being told time and time again by wherever you get your information from that costs are going down, if inflation is coming down and all that, but you personally are not experiencing that, you're going to lose faith in the people providing that information. And that just kind of, I think there's like a snowball effect of losing faith in the system itself as individual aspects of the system fail you. And that's how you, I think that's how you get, you know, 15, 20, 25 years down the line, all of a sudden to rejecting democracy and rejecting the results of elections and all these kind of things. That, you know, perhaps a lot of these issues are intertwined.
Folks, we want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. You can call or text right from the Civic Media app. Download it wherever apps are downloaded. Really easy with the brand new interface. Call or text right from the app. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. Dial us up. 844-967-2789. You could be like Ken in Fond du Lac. Ken, what are your thoughts on the economy?
Good morning. Yeah, it could be a bit deceiving, too, because people are still off the old interest rates with vehicle loans, mortgages. People are going to be shell-shocked if they got to make home repairs or get a new vehicle. Your monthly payments will probably go up $200-$300 a month. People are going to feel effects of the interest rates big time. They'll be the highest they've been in 30 years. That's where, and most people are still, like I said, off the low interest loans on their vehicles, on their home repairs, their mortgages, and so forth.
And so, Ken, that's, do you believe that the Fed should have just left interest rates low, or what are your thoughts on should there have been a different way to address, to bring inflation down?
Probably should have increased it a little bit more slowly than what they did, because I think right now vehicle loan is close to 8%. Or 8.5, in the previous, it was 3.5. So you're probably adding, if I do the math correctly, $250-$300 a month on a vehicle. That's gonna really be a wake up call for a lot of people. Interest rates are gonna really, really hurt.
And Ken, you know, noting $200 or $300 for a car payment, imagine those who also have student loan debt. That's another $200-$500 a month coming directly out of your pocket for, as we've talked about in the past, an education that you had grown up your entire life being told you have to get. These costs, they add up immensely quickly.
Oh, well, I agree 100%. I'm just saying there's going to be a point where people are going to have to repair their homes. They're going to have to replace their vehicles. And these interest rates are not going down anytime soon. So,
No, great point, Ken. Thank you so much for calling. We're going to be continuing this conversation. Give us a call if you'd like to participate in the forum. 844-967-2789. Talk to you soon.
The Lord only knows, but I'm busted.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 91, winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 68, overcast skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high of 88.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
From the left or right, whether they have confidence in the economy today, right now. And he noted that, you know, the phrase nobody wants to work anymore isn't accurate. It's that nobody wants to work for what you're offering. Whether it's, you know, low, you're not making very much money, you're working terrible hours, you have tons and tons of stress because of the job. The job is not financially compensating you in a way that you deem worthy of the work that you're putting in. So you're not doing it. And, you know, myself chronically online, I have to refer to the meme that I see all the time in that regard. If you remember the Simpsons movie, when Bart's like, oh, this is the worst day of my life. And then Homer's like, oh, it's the worst day of your life so far. That is the answer to this nobody wants to work anymore question. It's not that nobody wants to work anymore. It's that nobody wants to work for you anymore. When employers are complaining about how they can't find anybody to do this menial job that I'm paying way under market value for, nobody wants to work anymore. No, Luke, that is not the case. It's that nobody wants to work for you anymore. So if you have a comment or story you'd like to contribute to the show, please give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I want to go in a little bit of a different direction, Luke, with something that was pretty relevant to my life in the past few days, which is what brought me to this conversation. And that's purchasing power in the sense of...
It's part of the economy.
Certainly. But I've been experiencing this as rarely as I spend money recently, but a lot of products just feel like they're not up to par anymore. Planned obsolescence is a thing. I don't know if products are purposely being built crappy or not, but I've been having a lot of issues with some of the stuff I've been buying lately. So I wanted to ask you two gentlemen, what is the best and worst purchase that you have made in the last, say, 5 or 10 years?
Again, I don't know if I'm necessarily in the same category as you folks, but or you gentlemen. Mine is my stove. It is just by far the best feature. New homeowner in the last 2 years, so my stove by far is the best purchase.
And was it worth how much you spent on it? Are you going to be looking at it 2-3 years down the line and be like, boy, I'm glad I pulled on that. That was a good decision.
Yes. All of the above.
Okay. Aaron, you?
Well, for me, earlier, I didn't have the context when Luke asked me this question. He was like, all right, best purchase over the last 5 years? And I was like, I don't know. So
to be fair, Will like sprung it on me like 5 minutes before I sprung it on you. So.
Right. It's always my fault. It's always my fault on this show. You can't catch a break.
Without that context of, you know, bigger purchases, I would say the board game Wingspan, because
excellent game. Oh, it was a family feud when we first learned how to do it, Aaron, but excellent game.
It is a great game.
It is a great game.
I have a lot of friends who bought it because I did. They played it with me, and they're like, well, now I want to play it at home.
Yeah, that is a great board game. That's a great board game effect right there, too, when you play it once and you want to get it. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that. Aside from that, I bought my first like piece of real furniture a couple of years ago. I bought a table for $300 as opposed to, you know, like finding one for free from somebody. And it's one where the top can flip over, and on the other side, it's a poker table.
There you go.
So that's pretty fancy. I like it.
It's a good gaming table, I bet, all
around. Yeah, it is.
There you go. So both board game related, though. What about you, Will? What's your best purchase over the last couple of years?
Oh, this is easy. I've made this joke with you in the past that it's the bidet, but that's not going to be the answer that I choose, because that's just a lifestyle answer. To those of you listening, give it a try. Trust me. Mine's going to be my organizing clipboard. I'm like famous for that now. I went out of my way, and it was expensive. Don't get me wrong. But I purchased a handmade, handcrafted, hand-carved by a Wisconsin woodworker clipboard that I use for all of my door knocking. I use for all of my organizing, everything that I'm doing out in the community, building relationships, building connections with my fellow working class Wisconsinites. And I'm a firm believer in putting your money where your mouth is. I didn't want to support, you know, the big brands, the Amazons, the Walmarts. Sure, you can go get 10 clipboards for $12 or something, but no, I like to invest in, I would much rather have one high quality, well-loved and well-manufactured product that I know I can use for as long as I need to. And that's 100% my organizing clipboard. I love it. And it gets compliments all the time. You got to spend up to get quality products, unfortunately, particularly if it's handmade in America. But I wouldn't trade it for anything. I almost forgot it once at a conference, and I ran back out of my way, like 15-minute run back to make sure I still got it, because I was not going to lose that thing. I absolutely love that clipboard. So, what is then on the reverse side of that question? What is the worst purchase you have made in the last 5 or 10 years? We're going to start with Aaron this time.
Well, the worst purchase I've made, this is going to be a pretty goofy one again. It was a case of sparkling water. It was on clearance at CVS. I was working there at the time, and I paid $1 for like a 12 pack of some flavored, like it wasn't LaCroix. It was some other brand that's way more carbonated. And I went from drinking zero carbonated beverages in the average week to drinking like 2 or 3 in a day. And I got the hiccups so bad that they went away for at most like 2 hours at a time over the course of like 10 days. And I went to the doctor a few times in there. So it ended up being a lot more than $1.
That is unfortunate. You should have spoke to me. I pride myself on being a carbonated water expert. But Luke, what is your worst
purchase in the
last 5 or 10 years?
I'll let you go next.
Oh, I got to go next. Yep. Okay. Well, see, this is actually why this came to my mind. I've been searching for a USB-C wireless microphone for my phone, and I just could not find one anywhere. None of the local stores had it. Best Buy's selection was atrocious. I didn't want to shop online, but when that's your only option available, that's your only option available. So I'm not going to pick a product that I've already purchased, but I'm going to pick this idea of looking for a, I don't even think too specific product, but you know, brick and mortar stores, you wonder why they're suffering. It's hard to kind of maintain the products that you need at all times, but boy, Best Buy really letting me down there. I have consistently tried to shop local for years and years and years. Not that Best Buy is some mom and pop shop, but compared to like an Amazon, buying it online or whatever. So I'm a little frustrated in that regard, Luke. How about you?
I see, nothing really comes to mind. I try to research a lot of my purchases, and I don't get super, super bummed by anything. So I'm having a hard time thinking of what my worst purchase was over the last couple of years.
I'm going to give you a little preview.
I'd say Aaron.
You'd say me?
You buying Aaron. Yeah, you buying Aaron to give you all these wins is an unnecessary purchase.
Yeah, apparently this quote-unquote storyline that was told last Friday was better than my Barbie story, which I'm still going to, you know, quietly. I'm not going to be like stop the steal or anything like that, like a certain William Walter. But yeah. Folks, you've been listening to Town Call. We really appreciate all the callers, all the texters. If you missed any portion of today's edition of Town Call, go check out the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow at 12:15. Talk to y'all then.
Take it easy, party people.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family
WFHR,
Fire.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial.